Live from the Texas Hill Country, it's the podcast Conversations with My Teenage Self. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Here we are to episode 31. Definitely there's light at the end of this tunnel. The song we're going to look at today is called The Imperfect Country Song. But before we get started talking about this song, I'm going to address the elephant in the room. A lot of people have asked me, Peter, why did you spend so much time recording these songs, making those music videos, and then recording this podcast? Didn't you have anything better to do? Was this your COVID project? As many of you know, during the lockdowns, people were forced to spend an inordinate amount of time by themselves or in the company of just a few close family members. And some people worked on what has been referred to as the COVID project. Maybe they wrote that novel they always wanted to write. Maybe they started painting. They learned how to paint. I can't say that this was my COVID project because I started this in January of 22. And at that point, we were pretty much out of the lockdown and we were back to an open and free society again with the occasional flare-up. So I can't really say this is my COVID project. That is not to say that COVID didn't have an impact on the project. This was the second song I wrote and recorded. I had gone to a New Year's party in January where I was around folks I hadn't seen for 2 years as a result of the COVID lockdowns. I was speaking to one guy, and after asking the mandatory, "What have you been up to?" he replied, "I got COVID the day my dog died." And I immediately thought to myself, there's a country song that needs to be written, and it has to start with that line. I had just written Betty and the Bear, and I was all pumped up about writing songs. And so I rushed back to my iPad and started working on the song that became the Imperfect Country Song. Well, I worked on that song for months, tweaking the lyrics and the music and recording the vocals over and over and just never quite being satisfied with the results. I probably annoyed the heck out of my friends because I kept sending them rough cuts of the song or rough cuts of the verses, and I probably sent it to them far before it was ready for public consumption. Working on this song helped me refine my process, helped me develop a sense of what sounded good and what sounded horrible, and how soon to share with trusted confidants, because you don't want to send out a song you just recorded when the ink is still wet to everybody on the planet. Give yourself a little time to develop some detachment and then possibly do a second or third take. Well, I probably shouldn't say this, but I consider this one of the few stinkers among the songs I've crafted. I will let you guess the others. I really, really worked on this song, and in the end, I'm not quite sure it has enough personality to stand on its own. The premise of the Imperfect Country Song, an updated David Allan Coe song, is a good one, but I think lyrically, my verses are just all over the map. It was my struggle with this song that led me to look back at the songs I wrote when I was younger and to go down the path of polishing and recording them versus trying to create all new songs entirely from scratch. So this song really wasn't a COVID project, but it was inspired by a party I attended, and it does mention the word COVID in the chorus. And then it's also an extremely important song in this project because being the second song that I wrote and my struggles with it convinced me to turn to the past, to my teenage self, to find inspiration for the music I was writing. So without any further ado, in the key of C with a tempo of 135 is my attempt at a country song that I call the Imperfect Country Song.
Now that we got that out of our goddamn system. Let's sing our song. I got COVID the day my dog died. Then I lost my phone. A woman says he's now a man. And now I'm all alone. My doctor said to quit drinking, 'cause it's better to be stoned. Sure makes me hungry for calzones. You know, back in 1975, David Allan Coe recorded what's considered the perfect country and western song. Well, I think it's time we updated that. I hit Mama in my Uber as she was waiting in the rain for me to come and get her to ride that train at the local senior center, where she's looking for a man, someone to call her darling, darling, and to sometimes hold her hand. At her age, it's not easy. It may take an act of God. Her eyes just aren't very good, and the goods are pretty odd. COVID the day my dog died, then I lost my phone. A woman says he's now a man, and now I'm all alone. My doctor said to quit drinking, 'cause it's better to be stoned. And medical marijuana sure is nice. It sure makes me hungry for calzones. Well, now that I've told you about Mama, it's probably time I told you about the rest of my family. My son is living in my barn dough, spending his Biden bucks, trades crypto during the day, hasn't had much luck. My daughter, she works big tech, makes more money than I can count. Spends it all on NFTs and doodles. Not sure what that's about. And I hated my cable company, and I finally cut the cord. But now I spend twice as much on streaming, and I still only watch porn. I got COVID the day my dog died. Says he's now a man, and now I'm all alone. My doctor said to quit drinking, 'cause it's better to be stoned. And medical marijuana sure is nice. It sure makes me hungry for calzones. You know, that felt so good the first time. Thought we just had to do it again. But I think it's time we sing our song.
Used to read the newspaper and watch the nightly news. But now I use my Twitter feed for all of my misinformed views. But don't really read much anymore out here on the trails. Down here in Texas, we burn books to keep us warm when the grit fails. So I spent a few minutes writing this imperfect country song. Let's all take off our mask, drink a beer, and all sing along. I got COVID the day my dog died. Says he's now a man, and now I'm all alone. My doctor said to quit drinking, 'cause it's better to be stoned. And medical marijuana
sure makes me hungry for calzones. I got COVID the day my dog died, then I lost my phone. My woman says he's now a man, and now I'm all alone.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast, and come back soon to listen to more episodes and to discover more songs from Conversations with My Teenage Self. Make sure to check us out on the internet at thesongsofpeterray.com and peterandebbiestudios.com. Live from the Texas Hill Country, I'll see you next time.